This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. Remember, this by far is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. We enjoy being here and talking to you about the law. I'm Frederick Penny. I have Denise Dirks to my right, Todd Cunin to my left, and Cal Hunter is our producer. Thank you for being here. Cal, this is an exciting time for us. It is an interesting time for us living on this earth in the United States. But there are some things that we need to talk about today that are informative, interesting, and quite frankly, one of those head turners. In other words, I always say the dog whistle, which is the head cocking to the left or the right. The interesting divorce lawyer discussion we're going to have today about some stories of some divorce lawyers that are very interesting. If you want to call in, you can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-LAW-RADIO. Denise?
855-529-7234.
Remember, we're not giving legal advice. We're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. We love your emails. Thank you so much for your emails. I get the emails. I respond back. A lot of you are asking for legal advice, and that's great, but we can't really give legal advice. If it's a personal injury case and you're in, I can probably talk to you about that. Or Denise, a divorce or family law case. Todd, a criminal case. But generally, we love talking about general topics of law. And other than your in-laws around the table, do not tell the judge what we say here at Radio Law Talk.
That is not going to help you out if you go into court and say...
Unless the judge is a fan.
Well, I'll be honest. Look, we will be honest with you. We can't say it out loud, but secretly there are judges told us, we love your show. There are judges that listen to our
show.
That's
what I'm saying. It might not be as bad as we think.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Probably to see what a bunch of buffoons we are, but we are a little buffoons.
Well, there's that.
Well, that's part of the fun of it.
Yeah, so today's a beautiful day, and those of you who don't know, I do personal injury law. We're California lawyers. Denise is a family law attorney, and Todd does criminal law, and Cal is a three-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner, but thinks he's a lawyer, so that's close enough.
I do, too.
He's close enough, and then we're going to talk about athletic. There's that transgender case that's going on in Connecticut about transgender athletes in women's sports. Is there a battle going on there, especially on a Title IX issue? Because, and then we're going to talk about the latest Supreme Court case about transgender laws, and it's just so interesting how it's almost like they butt heads. I mean, it's just like to the point. It's like, well, under Title IX, the women are are protected, but yet, oh, wait a minute, transgender have rights, too.
Under Title VII.
Yeah, so the question is, which one dictates? And that's interesting, that battle's going on. We're going to talk about that and the legalities of that.
And what role biology? But that's a whole set. That's not a legal matter anymore,
I know.
Apparently. It's interesting.
The Supreme Court rules on the Dreamers case. Supreme Court refuses to take up very controversial case and issues. They refuse to talk about it. We're going to talk about that. James Brown case is super, super interesting.
It has my head spinning.
That is the coolest case. I mean, that's almost when I might move up to the first. It's so interesting about James Brown. Did you know how much James Brown, now he died in, 2006. What was his estate worth in 2006, James Brown? Guesses.
Was it $135 million?
Take a guess, Todd?
I don't know.
Just take a guess.
$200 million.
Cal?
I'm guessing I would say at least $100 million. That would be my
guess. Cal's right on. It's $100 million.
$100 million.
Yeah, which is still a lot. And that's 2006. That's a lot of money to fight over.
I mean, he was on the scene. Like, sorry, I'm going to start quoting James Brown lyrics.
Yeah. I feel good.
That guy's got some bucks. That's family. So there is fights going on, and man, are they interesting. And they, the twists, I tell you, we could have a whole show on that. We could probably do a movie. I guarantee there's going to be a movie. Well, I don't guarantee. I almost guarantee there's going to be a movie about this issue.
If they don't get Eddie Murphy to come in and play James Brown, there's just something wrong with it.
That's exactly. No, you're right. You're right.
Because I mean, back when Murphy was doing stand-up, a lot of his comedy was talking about James Brown.
Right. No, and you remember he danced like James Brown? All right. Well, the most important thing.
Yeah, he had multiple wives like James Brown as well.
That's true. And one out of California that not too far from where we are.
Yeah, big house here. Yeah. Huge homie.
In Northern California. Massive house. In fact, I'd say it's literally about 15, 20 minutes from my house, his house. And and I guess if I would work a little harder, I guess I could have bought it. It was for sale at one time. It was at 10 to 20 million?
20
million. Yeah, yeah. 20 million.
And that's we're talking about Eddie Murphy's house.
Eddie Murphy's. Yes. Yeah, Eddie Murphy's, not James Brown.
A veritable bargain.
And apparently his wife still lives in the Northern California area with the kids. And, but that's what's going on. So, but what people are here for is one thing, Cal. They're only here for one thing and one thing only.
Okay, here we go.
Now it's all time right, to play go. Case
if you
or
insist.
No case.
If we have time, if we can, you know, we can filibuster for
I'll give you the setup.
Give me the setup.
Yolanda Ramey had a dream, perhaps a crazy one. She wanted to skydive at the age of 50, to jump from a perfectly good airplane and land safely on the ground. So she had it all set up. She had been sending a flyaway or layaway payment, a little bit of cash, to Tioma Skydiving near Sacramento, California, every payday. And then the big day came. She signed off on all the waivers, went up in the sky, and panicked. Yolanda suddenly realized that the only thing between her and crashing to the ground was a handkerchief tied on a string. to get herself psyched, she had a couple of energy drinks that morning, and as they jumped from the plane, she had a CVA, a cerebral vascular accident, a stroke. It was not a serious incident, and eventually she mostly recovered with some minor physical side effects and a few barely noticeable speech issues, which made her frustrated and angry. She decided that the stroke was because of the energy drinks she consumed in the morning of the historical day and the stress of the jump that they didn't really warn her about. So she called her lawyer and asked if she might have a case against Advantis Energy and the skydiving company for the harmful effects of the five-hour energy drink or for the stress from the jump causing her stroke. And I ask you, case or no case?
Let's not answer that question, but I'm going to say, I don't know if I should defer because I have been the plaintiff's lawyer on skydive cases. And a number of them throughout California. I mean, not number, but...
Well, my question is, do the plaintiffs make it to sue when there's a skydiving problem? Or is it just the family that...
I like the way you set it up, because you say she called her lawyer. And, you know, I'm a lawyer, but I don't have a lawyer. Instead of calling a lawyer, she called her as if she's got one there. You know what? Stuff comes up all the time with me. I better have somebody just on speed dial.
Well, maybe she had one of those legal insurance deals where she had a free consult. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe it was, are you sure they didn't call me? And I better talk to my lawyer. Make sure that they're not one of our clients.
You're in the neighborhood.
Oh, my gosh.
By the way, you know why blind people don't skydive, right?
I hope this isn't a bad joke.
No, it scares the tar out of the dogs. Pull the ripcord, come on.
Well,
do we have insurance, Cal? I think we have four fully covered.
Well, I hope so. We're going to need it.
I think that is the first joke Todd I've ever Cuban. Told that made Denise actually genuinely laugh.
Well, it is funny.
I feel sorry for the little dog.
Yeah, that's a visual.
Do you ever see dogs and you like wonder? It's like they're looking up at their handler or their you know, the person that's in charge of the dog or their parent, and they go, what did I do wrong to be with them? You know? Do you ever wonder if a dog... Do you ever wonder, dog, it was not my choice. Or look at you like with the eyes. It was not my choice.
That's usually the look on those little purse dogs, the ladies who take them into banks,
that's
right?
Exactly
the dog's
right.
Going, oh boy, here we go.
Or the ones in the stroller being pushed down the street.
All right, we'll be back. We'll talk more about case or no case.
Stay tuned. tuned. Radio Law Talk will return with the answer to Case or No Case and more right after this.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds at the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car. Watch 100 feet of cloth washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, or Chevy, Sauber, Cadillac, Quick Quack will spruce her up just like that. You'll...
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
With a personal invitation to you who have a business that could benefit from a little national exposure.
Radio Law Talk is heard in more than 35...
180 over 111, and I had a...
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
We're talking about the case or no case, an interesting one about Yolanda Ramsey, I'm not quite sure, skydiving at age 50 and has basically a stroke and gets over it to some degree and wants to sue her energy drink and the skydive company because she was not warned or properly warned that this was an exhilarating ride, I guess.
Well, that's her claim. So the question is, Mr. Penny, case or no case, does she have a case? It is. So what would the outcome have been?
Well, having a skydiving lawsuit experience, the answer is I'm going to say this is a case because it's so off the wall, because of the, not because of the skydiving issue, but because of what she claims the damage, causation was. And I could see if it's okay, the parachute didn't open, a lawsuit, or it didn't function, or the individual teacher didn't set it up right or didn't land properly, but this is about she had an accident, some sort of a stroke. Is it foreseeable? No. But did this lawsuit occur? Yes, it did. I'm going to say, Cal, but it was thrown out and or settled somehow. So either she lost or it settled. How the energy drink? There are lawsuits against the energy drink companies, and we know that. So if you made this up, Cal, it's a really good job of making it up because it's so off the wall. Usually your ones that are made up are very intelligent and well thought out. This one is so off the wall.
This one is a guy.
Yeah, this one's so weird.
Contrary to that.
Yeah, it's not made up. It's not made up. So, yes, this is a case. It's either settled out of court or she loses. Because, if settled out of court, I can't say,
Okay. Well, that's an outcome. Mr. Kunin, case or no case for Yolanda?
Okay. I got a question about Fred's answer, okay? Because if somebody settles, then they walk away with something. If it's tossed, they walk away with nothing. So Fred's answer is essentially,
yes, it's a case,
and she either wins or loses.
That's a good one.
Either walks away with money or doesn't.
She either prevails and gets something or gets nothing. I'm covered both ways. I get a point.
That's why I'm the host.
I mean, so
that's why you're the co-host.
So here's what I'm going to do from a strictly strategic standpoint. My answer is exactly Fred Penny's answer.
There you go.
If he ends up getting points, however that answer is interpreted, I get points too.
Oh, there we go.
That's all
good.
I'm saying.
Denise can do the same
what's
thing.
What's your legal theory?
My legal theory is Fred. He's the host and I'm the co-host.
That's exactly right. I'm married. He's single.
Yes, yes.
He's divorced. I never have
been. He is more successful. I am following his example.
I have 300,000 TikTok followers. He has 36.
No, it is Father's Day weekend.
Are you up to 72?
I'm up to 72.
Okay, he's up to 72. 72 TikTok followers. I'm over 300,000. That's why he follows me.
Hmm. A Todd K.
The people don't even know what that is that are listening to us talk. Well,
that's true. Yes.
At TikTok. Denise, what do you think?
Well, I think I have a pretty good theory.
Oh, good. I want to hear it. Yeah.
I think that she sues for failure to warn. And she's claiming that the sky jumping company failed to warn that this type of a medical event could happen and what she should do in the event that it did. And then I think she also can sue for the same theory for against the beverage company,
the energy
right?
Drink company, right?
And also that they did not have a proper disclaimer.
You know those little tiny plastic bottles? That's the kind we're talking about. Those little tiny ones, they're yeah.
So here's a question. Good. That's a great analysis. So, when you're done, I got a question.
Love that.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay. So just because I have to do something different than these two boneheads.
Notice
she said it, not I.
I'm sorry. I'm going to say it's no case.
All right. Good thinking. And I'm getting so old and Alzheimer's, I can't even remember what I was going to say, but I think I did remember. So, Cal, when did this happen approximately?
The year was 1999.
Okay, there we go, because that was right around the time they're doing all the energy. I think that was the energy drink lawsuits, because there were warning. I think there was warning issues that were not put on labels and or on Skype. So that's why I think it's a case. So go ahead, Cal. How much time do we have? 3 minutes.
Oh, we got a couple of minutes here.
Okay, I don't want to give it away. I want to talk about a few things.
I'd like the listener to think about this. Does it seem legitimate that if a person at the age of 50 says, I'm going to pound down a couple of energy drinks, which I know get me a little hypey anyway,
right.
and then I'm going to go do a high adrenaline activity, right, and jump out of a plane and wonder, gee, what could happen?
At age 50. Now, let me tell you something really quick. I know Todd's raising his hand, but really quick. And I know people aren't going to agree with this, and this is not controversial, but this is generally me. I have represented people from what's called PADI. I'm a scuba diver. And the older you get, the more likely you're going to have a heart attack or a stroke going down in depth and diving. And now, I know that, you know, I don't have all my stats there, but I know this is what I was told by my client. That was, you know, that's, the case is long gone, but he's a PADI, like a guy that works at really high up. And he goes, I don't want to say that, but it is true. So that's the same thing with skydiving. The older you get, the more likelihood you're going to have. And by the way, I stopped scuba diving, even though my kids do, because they're like, Dad, come on, let's dive. I don't want to dive.
I would think, generally speaking, and I believe statistics bear this out, that the older you get in general, the more likely it is you're going to have a stroke or a
heart attack. Exactly right. But I think that it exacerbates it if you're going down 50 feet in the ocean.
I'd be curious to know with the skydiving if they have anybody ever fill out these. So why do you want to skydive? What is it? So they can tell your story and stuff. You know, and somebody puts out there, well, you know, I got it. I just needed to do something to feel energetic, to feel alive again. I'm a thrill seeker. I'm doing this. Because if that person at the age of 50 later sues, can't you bring out their response to the questionnaire saying, you inherently knew that this activity engaged in that, had that happen, because that's why you did it. I mean, I don't think anybody fills out that questionnaire going, well, I was looking for a great way to relax on a Saturday afternoon, and somebody told me that if I pounded some energy drinks and hopped out of an airplane at 10,000 feet, I was going to really probably fall asleep.
Well, let's get down to it. We're about out of time. So those of you who say this was a case, that would be...
I don't want to hear about it until the end. Don't stop, Cal. Let's wait.
Okay.
We got 30 seconds. I want to hear about it at the end because I want to talk more about a little bit of scuba diving and a little bit of skydiving. We're going to come back after this. Cal's going to let us know. Just stay on the edge of your seat.
All right. Well, let's see. It's either going to be wrong or it's going to be right. We'll find out momentarily right here on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. What was your answer? What did you guess? We'll talk about that after this. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. That's 800-814-5108.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Leading members of the Coronavirus Task Force have warned White House officials about the health risks of holding large-scale indoor campaign rallies and advised against such mass gatherings. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Deborah Birx, both have vocalized concerns about the safety of holding this rally with as many as 19,000 people in an enclosed arena in Tulsa, Oklahoma. But President Trump and his campaign advisors are proceeding with the event, which is expected to draw tens of thousands inside and even more outside the venue, who will neither be socially distant nor required to wear face coverings. They claim attendees assume a personal risk, and that is part of life. Next week, the president is headlining another large-scale event with thousands of students in a Phoenix megachurch. That state has seen an even higher uptick in cases this week, with back-to-back records for single-day increases. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
For you.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Yeah, I forgot to say Happy Father's Day to everybody out there. It's coming up on, if you're a father, tomorrow. We'll talk about, I'm going to give a couple of funny Father's Day stories, especially about me. But, Kat, we have case or no case. Yolanda, what's the answer? Tell us.
The real question is, who was liable for Yolanda's stroke? Was it the parachute company? Was it the energy drink company? Was it
nobody?
Yolanda herself.
So don't forget, it was Todd and I were. It was a case.
And win or lose, we win.
Win or lose, and then Denise says no case. All right.
For those of you who say it was a case, may I say that would be Fred and Todd and.
Oh, Denise, you're so smart. Golly.
I'm sorry, but I made the whole thing up.
I should, you know, when I raised an issue with Fred's answer, and you didn't say that's a good point, you got to pick Fred. I should have known that that was the tip because from your perspective, it doesn't matter what he said.
It's all good.
Yep, that's true.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is
Denise. She's so smart.
Case
you know how to
I'm
tell.
Now.
Well, I don't have any points from last
and
week.
Congratulations. The lovely Ms. Dirks.
We were all tight.
Oh, are we? As of last week?
Yeah.
You know, Denise's answer is a double whammy for us. Because not only did she get 2 points by saying no case, but she also confirmed and verified her label of me and Fred as boneheads.
That's true.
So,
she called us boneheads.
But wait, there's more. She also blocked me from getting a three-person skunk.
That's true. Denise is smart. She's a divorce. She's a family law lawyer. These weird divorce lawyer stories. And let me tell you a story I know about. And it's actually a person that I talked to that is quite involved in the court system. Said one time, and it's a he, stated that a husband and wife in a divorce proceeding each spent about $5,000 each on attorney's fees over one chair. And I said, oh my gosh, was it Queen Anne's chair? Was it a family heirloom? No, just a normal, like, overstuffed chair that was sitting in the family room. And they just battled over it. And it's just amazing what happens. We're talking during the break, the difference between love and, what was it, love and hate is what?
Well, it's love and hate are very, the phrase that I had heard is there's no emotion so close to love as hate. And then, Denise, you had said the difference between love and hate is a fine line.
There's a fine line.
I wonder what a psychologist would say about someone attaching that much importance to a stupid chair you could go down and bite at R.C. Willie or someplace like that. You know, isn't that an interesting question? I mean, it means something, doesn't it, Denise?
You know, yeah, and I practice in several different counties, and one county that takes care of that is Santa Clara County, because they have this arbitration program for personal property, and the parties have to go and deal with it there. They don't have to pay attorneys, nothing. They go and deal with it. It's called pots and pans. It's really clever. And so then they're not paying attorneys to fight over personal property. It's real smart.
Very clever. That is really smart.
Yeah.
And it doesn't waste the court's time either.
That's right. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be ironic if a couple had a business and they get divorced and they have to go to pots and pans and the nature of their business was a marijuana growing along with a catering business?
Or a kitchen supply store.
It was pots and pans that they were... I'll stop right now.
Wait. Or it could be the marijuana, and it also could be, Todd, wait for it, it could be bad reviews from a critic.
Oh, your pans. Got it. All right.
All right, let's move on. So let's talk about some divorce cases.
I didn't get that.
Stupidest thing you guys ever talked about. Look, here's an example. Now, this is from a Reddit user named Dark Fander. I've got it. This is an article we've pulled out from BuzzFeed. And it is. And the reason we did this is because Denise has some good stories. We all have good stories. But here's the one that was interesting to me. It's about an individual, a husband and wife, that were absolutely wealthy people. And they spent tens of thousands of dollars after everything was pretty much settled over an ashtray. It was a ceramic ashtray that they argued about. And they spent approximately $100,000 fighting over this ashtray. This is what this one lawyer slash paralegal said that they worked on.
Did they smoke?
I don't know. But after the court hearing was done, the wife apparently won, and she got the ashtray. And as she walked out of the courtroom, out on the parking lot, she threw it down and broke it on the. On the pavement parking lot.
Right, in the public where she knew he would walk to see it.
Yeah. So that stuff like that happens.
That's not vindictive.
Stuff like that happens.
You think so? Do you think that's vindictive or just really, really bitter?
I'm going to show you.
Oh, man.
That's incredible. Here's the best one, too, that I like, too. Another good one is there's a divorce case that this attorney talks about where they're required to split up some antique pots. Apparently, these antique pots were... You know, was what they collected, and they loved these pots. And apparently, when the husband delivered it, the wife's share of the pots to the office, he had, did some things in those pots when he delivered them.
Some personal waste.
He made sure that was used in the bathroom.
This is the one that I like. I like the fact this is like a very nice. Former husband. He agreed to pay child support, not only for the child of the marriage, but also the child from before the marriage, that was wife's separate child. And so he signed off on it. I'm going to do it. I'm just out of the good hearted. I love my stepchild. And then the judge signed off on it and he said, wow, this is a really great father here. He's doing good. And then what happens is it comes back and they can't collect. The wife can't collect anymore because the department Department of Child Support Services had two accounts for the same child. She was collecting child support from the previous dad.
Oh,
and she had the whole entire marriage, nice. and the husband didn't know it.
That sounds like the movie Knives Out. Remember how that ended?
Yeah. I think that's funny.
Yeah. Well, on the opposite crazy. Ends yeah. of the spectrum of the nice husband.
You mean there are not nice
Well, we have this one where, you know, apparently the husband had nine companies that he owned. And so, in the divorce, he gave her five, over half, mind you. He gave her five of the nine companies that he owns. It just so happens that the five of the nine were the ones that owned seven figures in unpaid payroll taxes. And so because she had been made the bookkeeper and was now the owner of the company, she had to spend the rest of the time trying to deal and shake the IRS for the money.
That is a bad lawyer. A lot of times it's not a lawyer. They're doing it improper. They're not doing it. They're doing it without lawyers.
Either that, or they could even be doing it through mediation.
Right.
Or they could be doing it through collaborative, and they're just not, like, valuing things appropriately.
Yeah.
There's another one that this one kind of made me mad, because if there was a lawyer involved, this was really not nice. This is where the husband said, you know, let me keep all the property. He had a lot of property. He said, let me keep all the property, and then I will give you a percentage of all my income.
Half
of my income for the rest of my life.
Right.
And he was
a big executive.
Six figures.
Yeah.
Bonuses. I mean, out the door money.
Right.
And so she agreed to it because she thought that's going to be, you know, secure for me. He immediately quits his job, gets a job at a sporting goods store, and he's paying her $150 per paycheck.
So he's like working at Cabela's or something?
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
Part-time.
And the worst thing, how can you have an agreement that doesn't have protection against that?
Yeah, see, Denise,
that's bad faith.
See, that too, Denise. You wonder, it's like, who missed that? Did the lawyer miss something, or did you not have a lawyer and you're trying to do it on your own? What about the couple that basically they got along okay, and they literally there was really no major issues, and they split everything down the middle, including the block of cheese in the refrigerator. They literally cut it in half, and each of them took a half a block of cheese their favorite cheese.
Oftentimes, when they're coming down to personal property, and judges get really frustrated with that, they'll have what's called a bidding war or an auction,
right.
And then somebody will pick the long straw or number one, and they get to go first, and they get to bid and or pick the property that they want, and they just go back and forth until all the property's gone. It's an effective way to deal with it, and it does make people start to see that they have to negotiate.
Here's what's interesting, Denise, and you as the family law lawyer, this is something I personally witnessed. This was a long time ago. This was in the 90s. And it was a husband and wife that were married. He was not well-to-do. And then I'll have you answer it after the break. He not well-to-do at all. And they divorced. He paid child support for the one kid. But he had married her for, 17 years. And he was paying, I think he was a mechanic. He was a car mechanic. And he was paying her up the yin-yang, and he was broke. Because I remember he lived in an apartment. I visited him in a little tiny apartment. And she hooked up with a guy that was literally a multimillionaire. Lived in a mansion, 10,000, like a 10,000 square foot home. The guy was so wealthy, and she lived high on the hog, and he still had to pay all this money. And he's like, Fred, he was so depressed about it, he couldn't figure out how to get out of it. So let's talk about that, Denise. That's kind of an interesting thing, and I think there's certain laws. Every state's different. We'll talk about it when we come back. I'm Fred Pitti, your host, Radio Law Talk.
Listen to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com or on your favorite radio station, and we'll be right back. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Yeah, I always want to acknowledge. I say I'm the host, Frederick Penny, but I got, believe me, these two young individuals, other than Todd, he's not young, and Denise are my co-hosts, but we do it all together. Thank you very much. A lot of times I just throw that out, and I'm like, well, I got to acknowledge them also. But, you know, we've got someone on the line, but before I get to Bill on the line, really quick, Denise, we're going to talk, this will take a little while to talk about, but what we were talking about during the break, Denise, was about the scenario about an individual who's been married, I think, 17 or 18 years long-term, and very, like a mechanic, not making a lot of money, have a few kids, and the wife hooks up with a very, very wealthy individual. But what I didn't finish saying is she kept her own apartment and would sometimes, you know, live there, but then go back to the wealthy individual. And he just couldn't fight him about, you know, he had to constantly pay the, not just the child support. I know we're going to talk about child. That's obvious. You got to keep paying the child support. It's your child, but it's the spousal support. But we'll get to that in a minute. But Bill from Forestville, Texas. Welcome, Bill. Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you all. My wife died in March.
Oh, sorry to hear.
Unexpectedly, and
yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, sorry to hear about that.
She didn't leave a will.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not quite sure what to do, and then coronavirus has complicated the issue.
Right, right. Well, that's kind of it's an easy answer for the following reasons. Number one, you got to remember, all states are different, and every state's going to have different intestate or probate rules or laws. Generally speaking, the nice thing about it is, generally speaking, it sounds like you're married. It usually rolls to the spouse. But you need to definitely get an estate planning lawyer to work that out for you. And the coronavirus literally did stop some things because some states, the courts are closed. But if you get a local attorney, they'll still meet with you. You can meet with them on Zoom or on telephone, and they'll do the appropriate filings. I don't see it as a major deal, in all honesty, but you definitely need a lawyer to get things squared away.
Yeah, you need a probate lawyer, right, for sure. Somebody that can go to court and will determine whether or not you really even have to do anything.
Yes.
Because quite honestly, depending on the size of the estate and what state you're in, you may or may not have to file a probate case to determine the property and get property in your name and that type of stuff. So definitely seek local attorney that does probate.
Or only in your name. A lot of times your property bill is probably in both your names and probably your checkbook and all that type of stuff.
Are there time deadlines for that? Should Bill, get on that right away? Do you have any idea, or does that state to state as well?
We don't know, and it's state to state, but okay. Certainly he should do it before there. You know, there's a whole loss to the estate.
I would call, believe it or not, there's a guy named Chip Evans.
Yes.
Believe it or not, a good friend of mine.
Know him.
He's in Austin, Texas. He's a personal injury lawyer. I believe he's in San Antonio. He's in Dallas, Austin.
Yeah, all
Austin's
over Texas.
Headquarters. His name's Chip Evans. I'm not trying to throw him out. He's a good friend. He's a personal injury, but he knows everybody. That guy knows everybody in Texas, it seems like. But find
a referral from him.
Yeah, seek a referral from him. He can't handle it, but he would probably know some people. Chip Evans.
Okay.
All right, Bill. Thanks for calling, man.
Sorry about your loss. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, buddy. All right, bye.
Thank you.
Okay, so back to Denise. So what would happen in that situation? Let's assume it's in California. So, because don't forget, this. Every state's different. But assuming it's in California, a scenario like that, what happens? What does this guy do to try to? And by the way, she's living high on the hog. She's driving a nice car. You know, life is great.
Well, it's going to depend, and I just have to say it's going to depend a lot about the jurisdiction and the judge that you've got in it. But in California, every person has to become self-supporting within a reasonable period of time.
Right.
When this is as it relates to spousal support. So she has a duty to try to, you know, get a job and to make income and to get herself up to the marital standard of living. And if she's not trying to do that at all, then he has options, or her former husband has options. The difficulty is it costs money to go through those options. You know, he can do a vocational evaluation to see what she should be earning if she was in a trade and there are jobs available for her. Then he could impute income to her to make that spousal support go down. Child support's different. We'll talk about that in a second. With regard to spouse support, if he could get an investigator that actually shows more times than not she's staying with her boyfriend and living in that his house and he's paying for her expenses and stuff, then he could show that she is cohabiting and that her expenses are less because of that, so the spouse support should be changed.
I think you hit the nail on the head when you're saying this is going to be expensive. He can't even barely make his payments to the wife, which are not huge amount. How could he afford a lawyer? That's going to be a battle when she's got the money from the, I'm going to call the boyfriend to fight him. It's going to be more money for him to fight than to pay it every month.
But if he could show that the boyfriend is paying for her apartment and for her car and all of that, then her need is way less, and
right,
he could get the support, spousal support changed. Now, guidelines, child support's a whole different story, and her boyfriend has no duty to support the children.
Right.
So that's the only way that it's going to help is if he could show things like she doesn't really pay her own rent. So she doesn't have rent. I have rent. She doesn't. That could impact guideline child support to go down.
Can he petition for legal fees in that circumstance? I mean, could he go go to the court and say, look, Your Honor, I can't even afford to get this stuff set straight.
Only if she's receiving enough money that she makes more money than him, or if she's trying to hide something and she's involved in bad activity.
I see.
Fred, in your example, was the wife unemployed, or did she have any sort of job?
No, she had a... I'm going to call it a menial job.
Okay. Because the only question I had with that is, let's say hypothetically she's got a menial job that makes $2,000 a month. I'm just going to pull that.
Oh, we don't want to say that. People are like, hey, I make that. And that's not
menial. All right, so a menial job.
But basically she makes very little.
The only reason why I wanted to put a value to it.
$2,000 is not bad.
But let's say it's $2,500 a month. And let's say he is paying combined child support, spousal support, $2,000 a month, hypothetically.
Right.
So the total is $4,500 a month, and yet you show that her cost of living is, say, $8,000 bucks. Would a court like that, in a situation like that, Denise, look at it and go, all right, you got to explain to me where you're coming up with the other $3,500 to have that lifestyle?
Absolutely. If the court sees that there's no debt being incurred to keep that lifestyle going up, then the court is going to get questionable. Where are you getting the money
from? No, she's not. That's the point. She's showing that she's not using a lot of money or needing money. No, that's the other. She's living off the hog from some of this other guy's wealthy estate. She doesn't need any money. She's not saying to her husband, but she's not spending a lot because he's writing the checks
then
for her.
Then she's got it made because the other person has no duty to support her. So
right.
unless there
right.
can be shown that he's actually giving her, her boyfriend is giving her money and supporting her lifestyle so her need is less, it's going to continue the way it is.
Now, I'm going to ask another kind of wicked lawyerly question.
855 Law Radio, if you want to call it. 855 Law Radio. What is it, Denise? I'm interrupting.
855-529-7234.
So here's my wicked lawyerly question. It's kind of a two-part question. Can a person in the case like the husband that Fred was talking about use or try to show that a person is making money illegally, not to accuse her of a crime, but to show that any money she receives, even through an illegal venture, should be used to offset my child support, or not child support, but spousal support amount. Yeah, she's getting money, she's getting it, but I can show that she's getting this money, but it's illegal, but I can show that she's getting it. If he could prove that, could he use that to offset his spousal support obligation?
Not only could he use that to offset it, but more importantly, it would be non-taxable income, which would mean that she has a greater disposable income and it would reduce the support.
Because the only thing I'm wondering is if the husband could claim, well, she's not married to the guy, but she goes over there a lot, and he certainly seems to be paying her money. What are these services?
Well,
he doesn't have to argue services. It could be gifts. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
gifts could be income.
She was going on trips to Europe.
Yeah.
She was going, she had boats. I mean, hanging out on the boat on the lake, the big. But see, that you can't argue that. So what? I mean, I think the husband still, I remember this. This was, again, in the 90s, and I'm just going, dude, I don't know, man. Trying to help him out.
And but in the early 90s, it would have been a little different.
But you know what?
The laws changed.
It was late 90s. But what it came down to, in all honesty, is I can't even afford a lawyer to try to fight this.
Yeah.
So it's a catch-22. Well, we'll be back hour two. We're going to talk more about marriages. We're going to talk a little bit about the athlete transgender case in hour two. Call us at 855 Law Radio. I'm Fred Penny, your host, with Denise and Todd, my co-host. We'll see ya.
Radio Law Talk is live 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday. You can hear us at RadioLawTalk.com or in many cases live on your favorite radio station. Thank you for listening, wherever it is. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.